After 10 days of frequently tense deliberation, a federal jury has convicted Pedro Espada Jr. of stealing money from the nonprofit healthcare network he founded in the Bronx. The former state senator, once the highest-ranking Hispanic politician in Albany, was found guilty of 4 of the 8 corruption counts against him, but were deadlocked on the remaining charges and on all the charges against Espada's son. WNYC's Fred Mogul has been following the trial at the courthouse in the Bronx, and he joins us now. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, this trial had 2 months of testimony and 2 weeks of jury deliberation. It sounds like some people weren't thoroughly convinced Espada was guilty. What did jurors tell you?
Well, only a handful of them came out and spoke with us. The others kind of hightailed it out the back. The ones who did, and particularly who spoke at the greatest length, described sort of a deadlock in the jury room, sort of what we had heard and what notes coming out of the jury room to the courtroom had indicated. And it revolved around 3 people who really favored acquittal over conviction. Juror number 5, who spoke with us and didn't want to give her name, fingered in particular juror number 2, whom we had heard a lot about too. And here's what juror number 5 had to say.
One of the jurors, right from the start, came to the table and within 15 minutes of our deliberation, without even looking at a document, jumped up and said, "He's innocent, he's innocent, he's innocent, and I don't care what you tell me, I will never change my mind."
Some reporters spoke with that juror. She's talking about juror number 2. I did not, but that juror did deny that she was a holdout. She said she was just weighing all the evidence and slowly, you know, needed time to come to her decision, but she denied she was a holdout.
Now, the prosecution laid out a very detailed case of Espada taking money from Soundview, the network he founded, for personal gain. What was the defense that had some people so convinced?
Well, the defense was that Espada didn't do anything wrong because he had a contract with Soundview that entitled him to generous allowances for personal use, even for his own birthday parties and travel expenses. And they said his board knew what he was doing. It wasn't hiding anything. The defense also tried to paint the prosecution as part of a long-time political vendetta between Espada and the Democratic political establishment, dating back to Governor and Attorney General Spitzer and Attorney General Cuomo before he was governor. So they said this has a long track record, he wasn't really guilty. And in fact, he didn't do anything worse than a lot of people on Wall Street did. Look what people there got away with, and very few of them were even prosecuted.
Now, Espada might get 6 to 7 years in prison. How did he react to the verdict?
He was stone-faced. Both he and his son, who again was on trial, sat up straight and didn't really show much initially. As Espada and his entourage sort of moved out the door, it seemed to settle in a little bit. He seemed kind of pale. He wasn't his former joking, convivial self talking with reporters, which isn't surprising. The defiance was gone, really, and he didn't want to speak at all. He let his attorney, Susan Nicholas, do the talking.
Look, it's a sad day for the Espadas, an extremely sad day for the Soundview community. Soundview has been destroyed as a result of this, and lots of people who deserve good health care are no longer getting good health care.
Nicholas said there was obviously a lot of doubt among the jurors. She didn't address the certainty among the jurors on those 4 counts of conviction on theft, and she didn't indicate whether she and the Espada team would appeal.
Now, you've also reported on Soundview, the healthcare network Espada founded. How is the network doing? How do the difficulties faced by Soundview affect healthcare in the Bronx?
Well, the network is largely closed at the flagship clinic. There's almost nothing. There's a few little practices and a few patients coming and going. It's a very isolated pocket within the South Bronx. It's a very unhealthy, low-income area, a lot of housing projects. People are having to travel a decent little way, a mile or two, to the nearest clinic. There's some indication from state health authorities that they're willing to open the clinic up if the Espadas completely divest any connection with them, if the board is replaced. The state health authorities are really trying to focus both in clinics and in hospitals on sound management of all clinics. And so I think if they can get another operator in there that's financially sound, they'd be willing to reopen it potentially.
And just very, very briefly to wrap up, what's the significance of Espada's conviction? You know, he joins a long list of state lawmakers, including others from his own district, convicted of corruption-related charges in recent years.
Yeah, just briefly, in 2010, Espada, you might recall, was one of so-called four amigos who brought the government to a standstill by kind of jockeying back and forth between the Democrats and the Republicans. Three of those, now Espada, together with Hiram Monsrott and Carl Krueger, have all been convicted of corruption counts. You add in Joe Bruno, the former Senate Majority Leader. You find a lot of big fish have been going down. I don't think corruption is going to go away in Albany. I think it's something that obviously law enforcement authorities will continue to be vigilant about, but they are sending out a signal that even the highest can have their comeuppance.
All right. Thanks so much, Fred.
Thanks, Sotirios.
WNYC's Fred Mogul.